call meeting order. Attendance. Ones that always show up. Any changes or additions to the agenda? I don't have any, anything, Colleen?
Nope.
I'll look for a motion to approve the minutes from the January 22nd meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Road report, one was not here. Review highway crew application. We did have one that come in. Wendell's seen it. I think we'll just pass over this right now and see if any other ones come in.
Okay.
I think the one that came in was a previous one, right?
That's, yes.
It was, yeah. I will throw out there at some point, we may need to address the rate. We don't need some candidates, but we have a really good benefits package, so I'm hoping that draws somebody in.
Right.
All right, new business. Confirm annual meeting with Bean Trans, District 9, 8 a.m., Tuesday, March 31st.
Okay.
Yep. Tuesday on Tuesday.
Yeah, that works for everybody?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay, I will confirm with Eric, and they sent the schedule, so I gave everyone a copy, so you can put it on your calendar.
Okay, approve liquor license for Route 105 Market in Deli.
So it looks like somebody's gonna be opening up the old Scampi's.
Who is it?
Alicia Grenier.
Okay.
And, so yeah, so.
That's why Crystal's truck's been parked here.
Yes, yes.
Alex's daughter.
Yep.
So yeah, so there's nothing for you to sign, you just have to approve it, so it's.
And a lot of liquor license stops down at the state level anyway, this is just for our town.
Yeah, so we get $70 for the liquor license, we get nothing for the tobacco and stuff, that she has to pay the state for all that.
I'll make a motion to approve liquor license for Route 105 Market in Deli.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I'll look for a motion for the tobacco license.
I'll do a motion for the tobacco.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let's have it. Any other new business? Review signed greater loan refinancing document. Do we have that here?
I have the originals here.
Drum roll. What did the payment end up at?
The payment ended up at.
$43,000?
Yeah, $43,239.70.
And what was it previous?
$61 something.
And what was the gravel pit payment?
$50.
So it's actually a little bit of a reduction.
Yeah.
So I think that was the best decision with the money they had.
Yeah, so there's three different ones to sign. You can see where my little stickers are.
Yeah, we don't need a motion, right, because we've already done all that, we just signed it basically, correct?
Yes, you've already approved it.
Yeah. We budgeted. What did we budget that line at?
We budgeted the 43.
Exactly, because we weren't sure what that was gonna be, okay.
We knew by the time it was finalized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Nothing like waiting for the last minute to do that.
I know, right?
There probably would have been an avenue to try to do that when we bought it, right?
The interest rate went down a little bit too, with 4.5, went down to 4.44, and we don't get no fees for.
Hindsight's always 20/20, right? We probably could have done that to start with, but then with like the moving of the money at the end of the year.
Yeah, we didn't know where we were gonna end up at the time, but yes.
Yep. I think it's a good idea. Okay, consider proposal for reclassifying Town Highway 26, Class 3, including the February 11th hearing testimony. So this is we did the site visit we did yesterday. We heard from parties involved. The testimony, everything I read into the testimony yesterday, I'm not gonna read all that again, that's already, that's gonna go into the record of these minutes, right? This is just to reiterate what we're looking to do here, or the proposal is, there's a small section, there's the Town Highway 26 starts at Bly Farm Road at the intersection of 105. I mean, yeah, 105 where School Road is, and it goes all the way through to Echo Lake. And the last two, it's a legal trail, it's a class four road on Bly Farm Road, turns to legal trail, and then for the last 200 feet, it's a class three road. And recently, we just, it came to light that the actual road we've been maintaining is not this 200 feet of road, it's actually a different location. And bringing that up to standard would be very, very costly, and I don't think in the interest of anybody in the town. So with that, I'll make a motion to reclassify Town Highway 26 from a class three to a legal trail.
Second.
All right, is there any, any other discussion from the board on this?
Nope.
There's nobody here to, that has any input on it. All right, that being said, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? Ayes have it. We will, as a board, I think we've determined that we're gonna continue to plow the road for the winter.
Yes.
Yes.
If anybody wants to talk to, I mean, if anybody happens to talk to the one property owner there.
I will probably be speaking to him pretty soon, so.
Okay, let him know that, I mean, we're gonna get to the end of the, whatever the winter season is, and then from there, okay. It's gonna, it'd be tricky for him to try to get somebody to plow in the middle of the season right now.
Yeah, yep.
All right,
So we have to write up the order and decision, and I've made a template for that. I can fill in some details from tonight, and,
Did everybody have a chance to read that over? I did, I read the whole thing.
The email, yeah, I read it, yes.
Oh, you did get it?
Yep.
We'll give you a minute to read it, I thought it was.
I read it over.
I thought it was, really hit all the points on how we come to this conclusion, so, I'm good with approving, but I'll give him a chance to read it.
Okay, yeah, so we, I think we have to send it to everyone who is notified. I doubt it has to be certified, but I thought maybe we would just, the plowing can't be part of the decision, 'cause the decision, like, we have to send it to the state, 'cause it changes the map, but maybe in a little letter or.
Yeah, I mean, I think he can talk to him, just as long as Wendell can, his crew can continue to plow the way we have been this winter.
Okay.
Without problem, then, I mean, we've been stuck there a lot of times over the years, but it's working right now for that location. So we can get through the winter to help him out, and go from there. Just that way, it's in the record, everybody knows why we're still plowing it through the year, so.
Yeah, I'll just bring the final version of this to the next meeting,
Yeah, with all the add-ins stuff.
Everything updated and.
Yep, okay, that'll work. So, okay, the road deburman project on East Echo Lake, so I asked her to put this on here, I know we've talked about it a few times, everybody's, the plan is to do this project, I just felt that maybe we should notify all the property owners in a way to be like, hey, this is happening, and if you've got some input, like the gentleman has the flower bed that absorbs water, right? We're open to it, but we're gonna be making the water flow out of the road, and so if they all, if we're thinking, I was thinking we send a notice to them, you know, early enough in the fall, I mean, the spring here.
Yeah.
So that they know it's coming, 'cause I'm sure, you know, when the weather breaks, Wendell's gonna wanna get on it and make a plan. Most of it, I think, is just gonna be cutting maybe some lawns and stuff, but there's probably a couple places where maybe some driveway work is gonna need to be done, so that's why. And I think, you know, if everybody understands, you wrote the letter up really well, I thought, to explain what our directive is to immediately disperse the water off the road, so I think that will spell for itself. And that's gonna be on both sides of that road, it's not just the side, anyway, Wendell's gonna be doing both sides of it all the way down through, so. It should help with the silt runoff on that guy's property and the excess of water. Anybody got anything else on that? Did you guys good with that letter?
Yep, yeah, I read that.
You want a motion to send that? No, we're just notifying.
It's fine.
Yep.
So Pat agreed to be the contact, I put phone number and email, and then I guess you would just maybe figure out if people are gonna come to a meeting or.
Yeah, I think if people reach out to me, it's probably where I'll tell them, like, cause they can talk to me, but they really need to talk to all of us. Tell them come to a meeting and then we'll make a plan. We may have them do some site visits, and I'm hoping that we can get these, this input early enough so we can do a bunch of site visits instead of 5 different days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
One visit?
Yeah, you know, some people may like not say nothing, don't care, whatever, do what you gotta do, but some people might really have an opinion.
Yeah.
Let's meet with them people all in one day and have lunch or something, I don't know. But then that way the road crew's got a good directive and everybody over there understands and they're not in the middle of it. So everybody's good with this letter?
Yep.
Local hazard mitigation plan update.
So we're making progress, but the draft isn't ready to send yet. I'm thinking next week. We've just had so many deadlines.
Sorry. It's been a hectic end of the year.
We're still on track. It expires in April, so if it gets out to people quickly, it'll be the entire thing, so.
I don't think we've had a 10-minute meeting since you ran last.
Not really.
It's the time of the year when there's so much going on that we gotta get through, so. Okay, so no, we're good with that, pass over that. Any other old business?
Nothing I know.
We approved the bills and orders, announcements, town school district meeting, 10 a.m., March 3rd. That's town meeting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next meeting is February 26th. Your last meeting in this year. I guess I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, second.
All in favor?
Aye.